Hi everyone, and welcome along to the Ergonomically Speaking podcast, the podcast that aims to help you reduce and even eliminate work-related discomfort. I'm your host, Niamh Pentney of Boyne Ergonomics. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really hope that you're able to take away some useful practical advice from this podcast to help you reduce your own risk of discomfort at the workplace or help manage the risks among the people that you might be responsible for. So now that we know why we're here, let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome along to another episode of the Ergonomically Speaking podcast, where today I'm going to be talking to you about the things that you need to be thinking about and considering if you are thinking of changing to a sit-stand workstation. With the world of work becoming more digital, I'm increasingly finding myself, just anecdotally, that computer-based workers are spending more and more time at their workstation than ever before. In fact, computer-based workers are considered one of the most sedentary populations, spending up to 73% of the workday sitting and 66% of their waking hours, which is just a lot. Increasingly, though, people are looking for ways to become more active while still getting the work done. One of the ways this could be achieved is by using a height-adjustable or a sit-stand workstation, the aim of which is to allow you to work in different positions, including being seated, being perched, and standing at the desk. I do use the term height adjustable and sit stand workstation interchangeably. And what I mean by that is it is a work surface that can be adjusted in height, allowing you to work in different positions without you having to dismantle everything. You can get height adjustable desks that are designed for people of different statures to use while they're seated. That's not what I mean. We're talking about work surfaces that can be adjusted while you're working. They can be a really good way of getting a little bit more movement, a little bit more mobility into the working day if you have a computer-based job. And one of the pros, if you like, of COVID and the rise of home working was that there's now a greater range of options available for people who want to try this. Different devices, different sizes, and different price points than ever before, because before COVID, these were very much geared at the office. They were quite big, and they were quite expensive. So what we're going to do is have a look at what options are available if you're thinking of trying and moving to a sit-stand workstation, and what are the things you need to consider, and also how to get the most of it if you have one. Because I do find, increasingly, a lot of offices have equipped their workers with sit-stand workstations, but a lot of them don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to use them effectively. So we'll cover that in the podcast as well. So first thing we're going to look at, what are your options? What are the different types of sit-stand workstations that we can get now? The first one we're going to look at is the desktop adapter. So this is a unit, a piece of equipment that can be placed on your current work surface. Your work surface stays the same height, but the platform can be adjusted up and down. You can get these in a wide range of designs, wide range of options, both manual and motorized. One option that I found became popular during COVID, and actually I did trial it myself kind of out of curiosity, is what I call the jigsaw desktop adapters, which are ones that essentially come flat packed. You put it on and there's little holes. They're metal or they're wooden, and you can little holes like a little ladder, and you slot the platforms in. So one platform for your screen, one platform for your keyboard. Another option you can get is what I call the solid unit, which is essentially one piece of equipment that you put on the table. It goes up, it goes down, and it's not dismantled. And then you also have your motorized options. So the first one, the jigsaw unit, is set up. There is a little bit of disassembly needed and assembly if you want to change positions. But in theory, it still should be quite easy. You could adjust going into a call, into a standing position, bring it back down for seated position if you want to do some data entry. And the manual solid unit adapters come in a different weight, but you can, most of them have a little clamp at the side that you clamp and you pull it up or you push it down, depending on how you want to be positioned. The motorized adapters available, as it sounds, are simply push button operated. Some of them you can preset the heights into them. So you just push button up, push button down to make it easier. They can be a more affordable option. Now, depending on the range that you're looking at, they're not always cheaper than a sit-stand desk, but they can be compared to a desk. However, if they're a great option, some of the cheaper ones, if you just want to try a sit-stand workstation for a little while before committing to something more expensive or something more permanent, you want to see that if it's something for you and if you will be comfortable standing. I do find they work well for computer users who want to be able to maybe stand during meetings, but maybe want to do the typing and the mouse tasks sitting down. The reason for this is a lot of them don't have a huge amount of surface area to rest in between your typing tasks or when you're using the mouse. I find some of them are a little unstable, not in an unsafe way, more that when you're typing, you can feel the unit wobble and move and kind of near like a bounce back of vibration when you're typing, and that can be quite irritating. Some of them, the manual ones, do require a little bit of physical exertion to change position. So you might have to grip a clamp, or you're going to have to pull the surface up or push the surface down. So definitely something to be aware of if you have any musculoskeletal injuries at the back, the hips, or the upper limbs, that you don't be bending, exerting effort, pushing or pulling. Another thing to consider, that a lot, I've met a few people who kind of missed this one when it was coming to getting adapters. If you do want to go the route of getting yourself a desktop adapter, measure the surface area of the desk that you're going to put it on and look up online or in person measure if you can. What is the dimensions of the adapter? You have to make sure if you're going to use an adapter, it's going to at least fit on your desk without overhang at the base, because that's just going to decrease the stability of it as you're using it. It should be able to safely fit on your desk. The next option to consider is your actual height adjustable desks. Now, these are units where the whole desk comes up and the whole desk comes down. And as I said, over the last few years, the options in these have become so much greater. You can get them in plenty of different sizes to fit any space that you have available at home or at the office. And also the price has kind of improved greatly. They used to be incredibly expensive options, whereas now some of the desks available are actually cheaper than some of the desktop adapters. So they're not, although they're not super cheap, they are definitely more within reach for a lot more people. And they're no longer confined to the on-site office. They come in two options. One is there where the height of the desk is adjusted by a crank. You pull a little crank handle out and you turn it up and you turn it to bring it back down. And the other option is a motorized height adjustable desk. So push button up, push button down. And again, some of these you can preset the heights that you want in it. If you're asking me which is the better one, I would always say ideally, if you have the space and if you have the budget, I would always recommend a sit-stand desk over an adapter, because this way, the whole work surface comes up. So, as I did briefly mention, some of the adapters are quite limited in the surface area that they have, which means that you may not always be able to fit everything you need on that surface. So some of your bits and pieces might be down on the table. So at least if the whole desk comes up, the whole desk comes down, well, then you're not going to have to bend and try and reach anything that you've had to leave on the table, particularly for people who do a lot of paper-based work. Also, if you're going with a sit-stand desk, again, if you can afford it, I would try and go for one that is motorized versus manually crank-operated. It's just, it's less effort to adjust. And if we are going to change the position frequently at the desk, it should be easy. And another important feature or consideration that a lot of people miss is, what is the height range of the piece of equipment that you're going to use? And that's going to be different for all of us. You can't, and different models, different makes do have different ranges of adjustments. But there's a really, really quick way you can find out if the piece of equipment that you're looking at will suit your stature. So first thing, check the seated height. Sit in your chair at a comfortable height, preferably with your feet on the floor. Relax the shoulders, bend the elbows to a right ankle. So make sure your forearms are parallel with the floor. And what I get people to do is inhale, exhale, relax the shoulders. And then get someone to measure the distance from your elbow to the floor. That is the lowest height your desk should be able to go. So obviously, if it can go lower, great. But that's the minimum height you want your work surface to be if you don't want to have to use a footrest. Then for the standing position, you're going to repeat the same. So stand up in a relaxed position, elbows to 90 degrees, inhale, exhale, relax the shoulder and measure the distance from the elbow to the floor. This is your minimum standing height that you want. So your work surface at least should be able to go up to that height. And if you want another little bit of adjustment, maybe for meetings, I would cross my arms and go from the floor to the elbow with my arms crossed. This ideally will be the maximum height that you'll need it to go. If you're going to be getting a desktop converter to sit on top of a work surface, well, you need to take into consideration the height of that work surface too. So measure that and measure the range of adjustment, or look up the range of adjustment on the model. With that one, it's usually a bit easier. The only thing is, if you need a footrest, when you're using a seated work surface, if you're going to be putting an adapter on top of that work surface, you're still going to need the footrest. Your seated position will need to be a little bit higher because the mouse and keyboard height is going to be a little bit higher. Those are the different options available to you. What do we do when we get it? So as I mentioned, there's a lot of people I meet who have sit-stand workstations and just not a breeze on how to use them. First thing I want to say, briefly, I did say it above, if it's your choice, go electronic, go motorized if you can, so you will be able to adjust it frequently. Make sure to change position frequently between sitting and standing. You have a desk that will let you change position, now use it. I recommend starting with short periods. If this is your first kind of venture into standing, sit for about 20, 30 minutes. Definitely maximum 45. Stand 5 or 10 minutes. Just because you have it, you don't have to stand for hours. Bring it up, short period of standing, 10, 15 minutes, and then sit back down. Or ideally take a micro break, go grab a glass of water, come back and sit down. But don't go all in straight away into the standing. Otherwise you are going to feel uncomfortable and you're going to feel a little bit sore. Static standing is going to cause discomfort. Any static position held for too long is going to cause discomfort. The key with this is that you change position. Some tasks are easier to do in a standing position. For example, I use an adjustable desk. Standing right now, I like to stand in my teams and in my meetings. I like to sit for my admin. That works for me. Some people prefer it the other way around. Spend a little bit of time. Try different positions, try different tasks, see what works for you and listen to your body. When you're sitting and you're standing, if you feel yourself start to fidget, start to slouch, start to lean to one side, your body's telling you it's getting tired and you need to change position and or take a break from the workstation and come back. Listen to your body cues. You may not be able to go 45 sitting, 45 standing. You may not be able to go 20 sitting, 20 standing. Listen to your body. When you notice the signals that you're starting to get tired in the one position, change. Make sure the desk is the right height for you when you're sitting and you're standing. Now, this is not as black and white as a lot of people think. So what I'm going to say, a quick guide. If you're using the keyboard and mouse, generally, you want the surface of your table lined up with your belly button or your elbows when the shoulders relax. They're pretty similar heights. This means that you'll have less strain on the shoulders and lower back because you're not going to be lifting the shoulders up to get the elbows into position. Equally, you're not going to be slumping down to get the elbows level. So elbows level with your work surface, sitting and standing when you're doing data entry. However, a lot of people use them like I do when they're doing their teams. And I've found over the last few years that if you have your desk at this height, when you're doing your Teams meetings or your virtual meetings, people tend to slump. I find that having the desk at belly button height is a little bit too low for the meetings. Because if you're in a meeting and you're standing, yes, you might shuffle a little bit side to side, but you're very likely not using the keyboard and mouse as much as you would outside of the meeting. And people tend to rest their arms on the table and bend forward. So get a little hump in the back, little rounded shoulders. My tip for people, and something I do myself, I did it today, just now, before I came up to stand for this. The height of my desk when I am in a meeting, if I'm not going to be typing and using the mouse, is I stand, I cross my arms, and I bring the desk up to the height of my elbow when my arms are crossed. It's only a few centimeters in the difference, but I find for me anyway, it's enough to stop me leaning forward. So it means that I am upright, leaning, and the same sitting. You have an adjustable surface. Now, don't be afraid to tweak the height to suit what you're doing. Make sure the monitor is at the right height for you. Now, we all know, as I hope we do, that your screens should be at your eye level. So eye level resting on the top third of your screen when you're looking straight ahead, ear over shoulder. The same applies for a sit-stand workstation. So if you're adding a platform to your desk, you might have to change the monitor height a little bit. The good news is, though, is once you get it right sitting, you should not have to change it when you go to stand. The distance from your belly button to your eyes does not change whether you're sitting or standing. If you find that you have to tweak the height of your monitor when you change position, something's off. Something is a little bit off about what you're doing, whether you're sitting slouched down, whether you're standing in a slouched position, something's a little bit off. When you're upright, relaxed shoulders, ear over shoulder, you should not have to change your monitor height when you move between positions. Another piece of advice is you're going to aim to keep your hips level. So one thing I see a lot, and I do catch myself doing it sometimes, when I'm standing at the desk, I tend to shift my weight to one knee, tilt the hip, and I'm weight bearing on one knee. And this causes uneven weight distribution and strain. So one tip I have to try and avoid this, because we're humans, we're not robots, we can't stand in a static position for any kind of prolonged period without shuffling around a little bit. And that's totally fine. We just want to keep your hips balanced. And one way I do that is I recommend that anyone who has a sit-stand desk also has a footrest. Position it close to you. And when you catch yourself locking the knee and dropping the hip, that instead of doing that, put one foot on the footrest. Swap it over. Change as you need to. Something I do myself, I use a foam roller instead of a footrest, but the same principle applies. I'm trying to avoid putting all my weight through one knee. So having a footrest or having a foam roller or something under your foot will allow you to shift that weight, change that position, deal with that slight restlessness, however, without imbalancing the hips and putting excessive pressure on the discs. People ask me if anti-fatigue matting is required. I don't use it myself. However, that's because the room I'm in is quite heavily carpeted. However, if you're going to work on a floor surface that is hard, yes, I would get anti-fatigue matting just to try and reduce fatigue and discomfort in the lower limbs, especially if you plan on standing for a lot of the day. And consider your footwear. I say for most people, it is important to wear shoes with some good arch support. You're going to be standing a lot during the day, particularly if you're flat-footed. If casual shoes are not permitted in your office, if you're working in the office and you're not allowed to wear trainers or runners in, maybe put some gel or some foam inserts into your shoe just to take any kind of excessive pressure off the foot when you're standing. And the final piece I'm going to say on this, and this is a point that I am always so careful to emphasize when I am working with people who have sit-stand desks, does the sit stand desk mean I don't have to take my breaks? Or does a sit stand, does changing from the seated to the standing position count as a micro break, is what I'm asked. And the answer is no. Yes, they're a great option to increase mobility, especially if you've got discomfort or tightness in your back and your hips or your hamstrings, or if you have a job that's really, really heavy on video calls, so you're not really able to take micro breaks from the desk. But they do not replace taking breaks. Yes, you might get relief in your lower back, your hips, a little bit in the hamstrings. However, your upper limbs, for the most part, are still doing the same job. Your neck is still looking at screens. Your eyes are looking at screens. Your arms are using the keyboard and mouse. Doesn't do a whole lot for the upper limb. You need to leave the desk. So I always say, people, option number one is leave the desk every 45 minutes. Go grab a glass of water. Go check anything. Just walk around a minute or two. Come back to the desk. However, if you cannot, because your job or the task at that time means you have to stay at the desk for more than 45 minutes, well, then changing position is the next best thing you can do until you get the chance to leave the desk. So, short answer, no, it does not replace micro breaks. It's a good second option compared to just staying seated. But no, you still need to take your micro break. So that's this episode. That's all I have to say, I suppose, for the moment on sit-stand desks. If anyone has a query about it, check out the link to the blog for this episode is in the episode description. And in that, there's images of the different sit-stand options and images on how to use a footrest, which people might find really useful. So definitely please go check that out. As always, you'll find me on social media. My handles are in the episode description. Please reach out to me if you have any topics you want me to cover, anything you want me to talk about. I'm always open to suggestions. And until the next time, everyone, stay well.